وأشهد أن محمدا رسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
Allora, arriva prima se ne. Aaj Allah Taala ke fazl se.
Huzur says that today by the grace of Allah. Porto Novo. In Porto Novo, we are offering this Juma prayer in the mosque here. Porto Novo is in Benin in West Africa. Allah Almighty enabled us that this beautiful and very spacious mosque has been built by the Jamaat so that as many people as may be possible could assemble here and offer the prayer. During my last visit when I came here, so then I inaugurated a beautiful mosque here, and which was also very big. This is a great blessing of Allah Almighty on Jamaat Ahmadiyya, that He is enabling the Jamaat Ahmadiyya that in every region, in every city, we are able to build the mosques everywhere. In the poor countries in Africa which are far away, in far off areas, the mosques are being built, and also in big cities the mosques are being built. Similarly, in Europe and also other Western countries, by the grace of Allah, the mosques are being built.
mosquées sont en train de se construire dans, en Europe et occidentale et dans d'autres pays et dans d'autres régions du monde.
In every place, the Jamaat is offering great sacrifices in order to build these mosques. Jamaat Ahmadiyya do not have the wealth of oil, nor we accumulate wealth through any other means. Yes, we have the wealth of faith, and because of that, the Ahmadis, they are able to offer their financial sacrifices. So therefore, you always remember that you have to safeguard this great wealth that Allah Almighty has given you. This is such an invaluable treasure that in order to snatch this, there are various robbers and thieves sitting at every place. Neither our days are safe from the evils of these people, nor our nights are safe. Rather, these robbers, like a rock, they are running into our bloods. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us about this matter, that the Satan which is running in your blood, you should be afraid of that. Earlier on, also Huzur said the same thing, that Satan is running into our blood. Always remember this point, that at the time of the creation of Adam, Satan also vowed that he is going to misguide the mankind. Therefore, always remember this point, that the wealth of faith is such that the security of which is the most difficult thing to do.
Protection
other worldly wealths, there are worldly arrangements to safeguard those and to protect that. You can put locks, you can put the security guards on over it. But this wealth is such, for this protection of this wealth, you have to make sure about the purity of yourself, so that no damage is caused to it.
Vous êtes obligé de purifier tout moment votre âme et vous devez analyser tout moment votre personne.
For the protection of which, in order to get the blessings of Allah Almighty, you have to put in a constant effort and you have to struggle for that. Because without that, on every path, the Satan is there to mislead the human beings. Satan has vowed from the very first day that the way human beings have been created by God Almighty, they are going to be inclined towards worldly pursuits and attractions. He declared that the human beings are going to follow me, and the worldly attractions and the material things, these are the things which are going to take human beings far away from their Lord, their Creator. And the majority of the people would be ungrateful to their Lord. Allah Almighty told Satan that those people who are going to waste their faith and ungrateful people, I am going to fill up the hell with such people. Therefore, for a moment, this world is such in which one has to be utmost cautious and careful and go about it with much care and attention. You have to protect your faith. And for the safety of faith, it cannot be done without submitting to Allah Almighty. It is impossible to do that without submitting to Allah Almighty.
Allah
So therefore it is a responsibility of each and every Ahmadi that he should be truly the servant of Rahman God. They should always be submitting to that Rahman God who has blessed us with countless blessings of Allah Almighty. Out of these bounties, we are seeing that this mosque is one of that which Allah Almighty has blessed us with. The purpose of this mosque, as a matter of fact, the purpose of every mosque is to assemble, to get together there for the worship of one God. Therefore, the one great method, way of expressing your gratitude is that you should always try to fill this mosque, and a large number of people should be coming to this mosque. Every mosque of the Jamaat should always be well populated by worshippers. It should be well attended by a large number of worshippers. And what does it mean? As I said, it means that people should go to the mosque to offer their 5 daily prayers on regular basis. In order to establish high standards of the worship of Allah Almighty, the mosques are made for this purpose. In one of the hadiths it is mentioned that when you offer the prayer in the mosque, that is 27 times more than when you offer it alone. Always remember this point, that the full justice of establishing a mosque would be only then when we assemble there purely for the sake of the worship of Allah Almighty. So only then they would be able to get the real sawab and reward from Allah Almighty. Only at that time, a mu'min would be called as if he has done full justice to the objective of his creation. And he would be able to fulfill the purpose for which Allah Almighty has created the human beings. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I have not created the jinn and the ins, the people, but for the purpose of my worship. Therefore, whether somebody is highly placed or a man of great prestige, may be very rich, or somebody is very poor, Allah Almighty, for all types of people, has mentioned for both of them that they should be worshipping Allah Almighty. And these mosques are for this very purpose, that all rich and poor, they should assemble in one place. And all worldly status should be left aside, and for the purpose of worship of one God, they should all stand in one row, in one line. So that united community, they should all submit to Allah Almighty and to seek for the blessing of Allah to descend upon them. And when in this way, unitedly, the people would worship so that his rain of blessings should descend more, then Allah Almighty increases the reward of those people who worship in that way many, many fold. If somebody has this in mind, that I should not be standing with that, or I should, somebody is a new convert, his status is less than me, in spite of all that, these people have come to the mosque for worship, so then this would be something which is not correct.
Là, la récompense ne peut jamais être 20% pour la personne qui vient à la prière. Et
While the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the mosque, the reward of that is 27 times more, he has also mentioned this point that innamal amalu bin niyat.
Il a dit que innamal amalu bin niyat, que toutes les œuvres sont basées sur les intentions.
That the reward of each action is according to the intention of the person performing that action. If the intention is not pure, so although the action might be good, but the reward is not given by Allah Almighty. So the reward of every action is conditioned with the intention with which that action is performed. Allah Almighty has also mentioned, has mentioned in the Holy Quran, Walu lil Musallin, that such worshippers, their fate is ruined. This destruction is because of the fact that they forget the real purpose of the prayer, they forget the purpose of the prayer, and their intention is not right. They do not have good feelings about other people. The worldly thoughts are always there in their minds. So in order to get blessings from your prayer, you have to purify your thoughts as well. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, explaining this point, he says, Yeah, that prayer in which the mind is wandering around and the person is saying something different, then such a prayer is worthy to be incur the curse of God. And that is thrown back into the face of that person and is not accepted. He said that the true prayer is that in which you really have the taste of that and you enjoy it. Through this type of prayer, you actually get the feeling of abhorrence and dislike from the sin. And this is the type of prayer, in the prayer of which it is mentioned that the prayer for a believer is the highest point of his faith. So this type of prayers are this is the type of the prayer that we should try to offer. And we should come to the mosque with the intention of offering this type of blessed prayers. Always remember that our individual progress and the Jamaat's progress is all depending on the blessings of Allah Almighty. And in order to get the blessings of Allah Almighty, as Allah Almighty has said, we have to keep in mind the real purpose of our creation. In particular, this point should be kept in mind in the mosque, that we do not have to talk about the worldly matters in the mosque. According to the instruction of Allah Almighty, we should only endeavor to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. When you come to the mosque and it would be such a situation that everybody would be trying hard to get the prayer of Allah Almighty, and if he has got some bad idea about somebody else and he is trying to throw away that idea. And because of the blessings of this worship and prayer, and he would be further reminded regarding such matters which include the care and the welfare of other people, other believers. If there are some angry feelings, they should not be discussed in the mosque. So the benefit of constructing these mosques will be only then when you create it and build it for these noble purposes. And people should go to the mosque with this intention that we have to purify our hearts for the sake of Allah Almighty. Otherwise, we see that there are so many mosques in the world. There are certain mosques in which in the Friday sermons they are throwing abuses and using harsh words against other people or other believers and Mu'mins. In several mosques in the world, the Jamaat has also made the target of abusive language. In those mosques sometime, within them, the two groups, they start fighting with one another.
Les mosquées qui commencent à faire des conflits entre eux.
And sometimes they go to that extent that the government has to interfere and put a lock on such mosques. So you can imagine that would these mosques be source or means of any sort of reward or sawab from Allah Almighty? Such people are simply offending and enraging God Almighty. So therefore, to construct the mosque is not something, or to make it beautiful is not something that one should be too much happy only about that. If you want to really get the prayer, so that is only possible when the people of beautiful hearts and pious people with love and affection dedicated to Allah Almighty and those who are worshippers for the sake of Allah, such people should be created. Always remember that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam, his purpose of advent was to bring the human beings closer to God Almighty. There should be mutual love and affection that should be increased, and the feelings of brotherhood. If we do not try to achieve this objective, then our statement, our claim to be Ahmadis is futile and meaningless. Yesterday I mentioned during the Jalsa that Allah Almighty loves such person who is always trying to get to higher stages of righteousness. And the progress in piety and righteousness, the means, the ways of that is the worship of Allah Almighty and also to discharge other responsibilities towards Allah Almighty and to the human beings. The discharging of this responsibility is the means of that.
Toma lake jiwa kama vipe akta ni kukwe kutika ya odong oba.
So therefore, we Ahmadis should always concentrate their attention on the discharge of these responsibilities which are on our shoulders. This is a great blessing of Allah Almighty that He has enabled us to recognize the truth of the Imam of the age. While this world is suffering from the conflict between them, Allah Almighty has blessed us with the blessing of unity. So we should be grateful to this bounty of Allah Almighty and express our gratitude, and it is our responsibility to go on raising the standards of our worship. Mutually we should show love and affection and the feelings of brotherhood and be kind to other people. This is our responsibility. Our hearts should be absolutely pure for other people. We should have the pure feelings about other people. The new converts, the new people who join, we have to accommodate these people and to assimilate these people with love and affection. If we are not acting upon all these things, then it would be height of ungratefulness. So therefore every Ahmadi should always keep this point in mind. Rather, it should be firmly understood that we are believers. We are a believer in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who lived his entire life, each and every moment of that, only for the sake of Allah Almighty.
Yeah, gbogbo ohun tó ka fún wa láṣẹ ni gbogbo ẹ̀ náà ló yẹ ká máa tẹ̀lé ká sì máa ṣe gbogbo ẹ̀ títí.
Only then we will be the true believers, or we will be enabled to become like that when we also follow the noble example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then every action of us would be entirely for the sake of acquiring the prayer of Allah Almighty. And when this will happen, then our worships will be accepted and our other actions will also be accepted by Allah Almighty. We will have a very good spirit within us, and also we will be able to convey the message of peace and love and affection to other people as well. And the fruits of our tabligh will also be very nice and very good. And we will be able to get the blessings of Allah Almighty more than ever before. May Allah make this mosque a source of great blessing for the local Jamaat in every respect. And bless us with the best fruits and results of the construction of this mosque. Now I want to mention one administrative matter here. That is related to the auxiliary organizations of the Jamaat. That is to say, Ansar, Khudam and Lajna. All these organizations should remember that their responsibility is only concerning the members of their respective organization. Ansarullah nor Lajna Imaillah nor Khudamul Ahmadiyya, they should not be interfering in their matters nor in the matters conducted by the Jamaat. Similarly, Khudam and Lajna, they are also to be restricted within their own circle and domain. And the Jamaat administration is above all these auxiliary organizations. This point should also be understood that the auxiliary organizations, they are directly under the Khalifa of the time regarding their administrative matters. But whenever they are planning their arrangement programs, then they should consult with the Amir so that there is no clash with the arrangements in the programs of the Jamaat. Secondly, they should remember that every member of the auxiliary organization, as a member of the Jamaat, he is also bound to the instructions given by the organization of the Jamaat. Allah Almighty enable you to all of you to live together with love and affection and with kindness to one another. And instead of personal ego, the prayer of Allah Almighty should be the ultimate motive and objective of all of you.
Amen.
Amen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله يرحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.